The content of this podcast is provided for general informational purposes only and is not intended as, nor should it be considered a substitute for professional medical advice.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.
Okay, hey everybody, we're here, sweaty and pissed, menopause and more, laughing because I'm Leanne. I'm a comedian, and I've had colonoscopies, and this is brilliant.
Karen Nickel, nurse practitioner.
Who wants to talk to us about colonoscopies? And they're really not fun, but they're a thing. Yeah, we got to do it. Yep.
And specifically, I want to talk about the prep, the preparation.
That darn prep. Because the colonoscopy itself is a good time. It's a nap. They give you that white stuff.
They give you that propofol and get a good nap out of the deal.
But when they do it, you feel like, I mean, every time I've had a bunch of colonoscopies, I wake up. It's like they go, count from 10 down to 1, Leanne. And then they go, it's over. And I'm like, can y'all please let me sleep here?
She and I sound alike. My colonoscopy. And Andy was, my husband was trying to wake me up. He's like, Karen, we got to go because we got to get going because they need this room. And I'm like, just wheel me out in the hallway and let me sleep some more. He's like, no, we can't do that.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if they did? They let you go into a room and you could take a big nap.
Why not a nap room and a GI place?
And you could wake up and somebody's dermaplaned your face. That'd be fun. What if they did that? What if we start a business? Could you do colonoscopies on people and I can do their dermaplane?
Yeah.
And they can take a big nap.
That's right.
But, you know, I got my first colonoscopy. I know you; it's all about me. But I got my first colonoscopy when I was like 38 or 39. Oh. And I had had a bunch of babies. And then I had...
What?
Well, I've always been, you know, constipated and funky about my pooping. But I had a big old hemorrhoid.
Oh.
And I just had a lot of stuff going on in my butt.
Yeah.
And so they said... I had a doctor in Texas that was like, you know, a female... That was like, you know what? I just want you to have a colonoscopy. And I had polyps.
At 38.
Uh-huh. But it wasn't the bad.
They were the hyperplastic polyps?
I don't know. What? Well, at the time, I was made to feel like, oh my gosh, you've had polyps. You've got to get a colonoscopy every 2 years, remember? And when I met you, I was getting them every 2 years. Because nobody ever told me they weren't the bad polyps. Until my last guy... Here in Knoxville, mm-hmm. The little man that did Ronald Reagan's,
mm-hmm.
said to me, I don't know why you're on this schedule. You didn't have the bad polyps.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been getting colonoscopies for years and didn't need them. But I mean, I'm thankful I'm okay.
You got a bowel cleanse and a nap out of the deal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we have hyperplastic polyps and adenomatous polyps. And adenomatous polyps can be precancerous.
Yeah, I don't think. Have you ever looked at that on me? Is that, have you ever heard anybody say?
I'm sure I looked at records? That. I'll have to review that. But but hyperplastic polyps, they'll still want to do a colonoscopy typically every 5 years, especially if you have family history. But some people, especially if it was really small, like say it was a 2 millimeter polyp that was a hyperplastic polyp, sometimes they'll say, let's go 10 years.
Yeah.
It depends. It really depends on the provider. It depends on the, you know, what that thing looks like when they're visualizing it. So, and especially if it's hyperplastic, then the frequency is not as intense as when you have an adenomatous polyp. And if you have a big polyp, like anything over 10 millimeters, then you're going to get a colonoscopy more frequently.
All right. Let me ask you this. Did it change when Katie Kirk's husband got sick? Isn't that when everybody started talking about colonoscopies? Do you remember that? You were probably nursing people, and I was watching today's show drinking coffee. But Katie Kirk's little husband died of colon cancer, and so she had a colonoscopy on the Today Show.
Oh, they filmed it. Vaguely remember that.
Yeah, and that changed everything, really. I think a lot of people started getting... Because you need to get them at, what, 50 for sure?
The first screening colonoscopy is recommended at 50. That being said, if you have a family history, say you have a immediate family member who, like a mother or father, brother, sister, who diagnosed with colon cancer, especially colon cancer at age 50, then you would want to start your screening 10 years prior to that.
Okay.
So you would start your screening at 40.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you have a parent that got colon cancer at 80, that doesn't change your schedule. So you would start at 50, and then the frequency of colonoscopy depends on the findings of that initial colonoscopy.
Okay.
So what I see frequently with my patients is that they will not get their colonoscopy scheduled, and the biggest barrier is the preparation.
Well, it sucks. It is a booger.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know.
Well, not really. I mean, it's not. It's worth having your health.
Right.
I didn't mean to.
No.
Make people even more scared of it.
No,
it's just.
But you're expressing what most people express to me. You know, they just don't want to go through it. Makes them nauseated. You know, those drinks are not tasty, but.
And I'm not a Gatorade person, but if you like Gatorade, you'll probably make it all right.
And
I didn't mean to be Debbie Downer about it.
But, you know, we used to use these really hyperosmotic solutions that really would whack out your electrolytes. And now they're using solutions that also have polyethylene glycol in it. So we don't get the electrolyte imbalances like we did with the older ones.
When did that start?
Well, they've had those preps for a while, and I had a little list of them.
Because I didn't know would my electrolytes have been out of whack? What does that make you feel like? Bad?
Oh, well, you can have arrhythmias. You can have, if you have low sodium, the worst thing is you could die, but a lot of people get real dizzy and have a lot of, you know, brain type symptoms, you know, dizzy, headaches. Yeah. Yeah. So we have, you know, a lot of people think of the Go Lightly, which is that gallon, you know, a whole gallon of liquid. And people just don't, you know, they remember that, or they had a parent who had to do that, or a sister or whatever. And they're like, I don't want to drink that gallon of stuff. But now they have this split dose, preparation, which, like, there's one called Movie Prep and one's called Sure Prep, and you drink 16 ounces, usually like at 6 p.m., depending on the time of your appointment, usually 6 p.m. or then the evening prior to the colonoscopy, and then a 16-ounce glass 4 hours prior to the colonoscopy. So they split the dose, so you're not sucking down a whole gallon.
Is that those two little green bottles that you can mix with something else, or is this all changed since I've had my last one?
This is,
because I've never had a big gallon of anything. I've always had two.
And did you drink them separately
from the pharmacy?
Yeah.
So that's what that is.
Yeah, and so they usually, the prescription comes with a little 16-ounce plastic cup and the two bottles.
I've never received the cup.
Oh,
but I had the two glass green looking. You know, it's fizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would say, mix it with Gatorade. Dilute it. I mean, or like put it in there.
Yeah, I think this one is, the solution is the solution. I mean,
you could
put it in Gatorade as long as you don't use purple or red Gatorade. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's salty. It tastes, you know, because they are high in sodium. But, you know, I figure anybody can do anything for 24
hours.
Anybody
can do anything, yeah.
But, you know, typically we will have people do a clear liquid diet for 24 hours. That helps, because the thing is, you want to have a good prep, because if you don't prep well and there's still stool in the colon so they can't visualize the entire tissue, you're going to get a repeat colonoscopy in 1 year.
Nobody wants that. All right, let me tell you that the last one I went through all this, and I, you know, was did the prep. And I got there and I said, I'm Liam Morgan. I've got an appointment at, you know, it was at the crack of dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And that girl looked like she had seen a ghost. And she goes, Dr. whoever he was is not here. Somebody has scheduled you. Wrong.
And you did the
and
prep.
I lay down on the counter and I said, dear Lord, please. I go, I don't care who does it. Can y'all please don't make me go through this again? And she goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how I got that little man that did Ronald Reagan's. He wasn't supposed to do it.
Oh.
But I thought, can you imagine if I had to go home and
I'd do that prep
so they
all
did
over
it,
again.
Thank the Lord. They got me in because that, I mean, it's just a long, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's just, you got to prepare yourself.
But so you want to do a good prep because you don't want to have to do it again in a year. So.
And you want them to be able to see.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
See all your innards.
Yeah. So all the nooks and crannies too.
And you've got that stuff cleans you out.
Yeah. So clear liquid diet for 24 hours.
That when I drank the Gatorade? Maybe that's when I.
Yeah, because there's some that you can mix with Gatorade.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought, maybe I did it wrong.
Yeah. And
okay.
So sometimes it helps. It helps to chill the solution. That makes it a little more palatable. Drinking it through a straw can help. Sucking on lemons can help. You could suck on a ginger slice if you're not swallowing any of this stuff because you don't want anything in your stomach, right? So you can suck on a ginger slice. That will help with the nausea.
Do a lot of people get nauseated?
That's a common complaint that I hear. I said, it just made me so nauseous that I can't do it. But, you know.
You can do it instead of having something horrible happening with your colon.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like me trying to get off white flour and sugar. I mean.
It's just like that.
You can do it. You can do it. You just got to put your mind to it.
Yeah. So it's, let's see if I have any other tips here that I wrote down that I'm. One thing they recommend is sucking on a sugar-free menthol candy drop. That will help with, I haven't tried that, but that will help.
Like a peppermint?
Well, no, like a
cough,
like a cough drop.
Oh, a cough drop.
Menthol drop. You know,
oh,
sugar
I thought
free.
It said candy. And
well, it does candy drops, but I when I think of menthol, I think it's probably a cough drop.
Yeah.
And cough drops pretty much are candy drops, right? I mean, they're just sort of like candy.
The cherry ones are.
Yeah.
They were yummy. Ludens, remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Those were good.
I know. Okay. I was going to say something. Oh, my friend has been drinking Lacey LeBeau's diet tea.
Lacey LeBeau. And where is she getting this?
You can get it at any grocery store.
Lacey LeBeau.
And it's in the tea aisle. And she has drank that to help her bowels.
And?
Works great. And it's, but she got really paranoid when she turned 50. She said, oh my gosh, I've been drinking this Lacey LeBeau's diet tea. And is something going to be wrong with my colon? Like, is this done something to me? Because I shouldn't have been, it makes you go to the bathroom. And because it says diet tea, I don't know if it's something you need to be doing every day, but it's in the tea at Walmart and Ingles and, you know, wherever you go to the grocery store.
I wonder if it has xylitol in it, because if you have a lot of xylitol, you'll get diarrhea. Mm-hmm.
Well, she said that this is just helps her go to the bathroom. And so if we were on a cruise, everybody go, give me some of that Lacey LeBeau tea. Because, you know, you travel and you can't poop. So anyway, she went to her and had her colonoscopy and was scared to death thinking, I've done something wrong all these years by drinking Lacey LeBeau. And they said, you've got the cleanest colon we've ever seen on anybody. So she was fine. I mean,
yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying?
So she was worried she was hurt. Yeah.
She thought she had this deep, dark secret.
Like Lacey LeBeau.
I've been drinking this.
This is iced tea.
It's a hot tea. I guess you could drink it. Yeah, and you just drink, steep a bag at night before you go to bed, drink it, the next morning you will have a very lucrative, normal shoe. And well, I mean, it works. So
have you tried it?
Yes. We go on vacation. Everybody stop up, you know, as soon as you leave the driveway and you get on a cruise ship and you're like, oh my gosh, I need something. She would give us a tea bag. Uh-huh. Lacey LeBeau. Yes.
Well, why haven't you been doing that every night?
I mean, I take, well, and when I'm traveling, I take Smooth Move.
Yeah, yeah.
I take Smooth Move with me. But it says on there, don't use, you know, for a long amount of time. And I think that's what she was worried about with the Lacey LeBeau.
I'll just see what's in that. I don't know. Lacey
LeBeau. Is it licorice? I don't know. Something's in it that makes you go to the bathroom. Smooth Move works wonderful.
Yeah, I have.
But I take that when I travel.
Yeah.
I don't always drink it, like, you know. But I'm on a line. Mm-hmm. My probiotic you put me on.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
You are doing well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So, yeah, I don't know if it's because I'm 54. It's like all of a sudden I'm like, man, I don't want to not be able to poop. I mean, you know, you hear old people talking about poop all the time. You're like, oh, well, now I guess I'm at that age where it's like.
You've hit the age of talking about poop.
If I can do that, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know? If you're not, that's terrible. A terrible, uncomfortable. Yeah. Yeah. So you want people to know you've got to get your colonoscopies.
You've got to get your colonoscopy.
Don't be scared.
Don't put it off and then find out you have stage 4 colon cancer.
So, what about colorectal? Is that rectal
cancer? What?
There's rectal. Is there something colorectal? That's,
well, colon cancer. Yeah. Colon cancer is what they're looking for on the colonoscopy.
What did Farrah Fawcett have? Rectal.
You know, all these, see, I don't know. I'm.
You were studying.
I don't know any of this.
I know. See, I've been
stuff.
Watching Entertainment Tonight, honey. That's what I've been doing. You need to get in the know. Okay.
Maybe she had rectal. I'm going to guess rectal cancer.
I think she had anal.
Boom.
Is that the same as rectal?
Yeah. I mean, essentially,
that's what,
yeah.
What do they call it? Do they call it anal?
Anal,
cancer?
Rectal.
So is there a thing called colorectal cancer?
Well, if you had colon involvement and rectal involvement, rectum is just the bottom part of the colon.
I just feel like I've heard that. I've heard that diagnosis on people. Colorectal. No.
Yeah. Well, no, but if they say you had cancer that involved the sigmoid colon going all the way down into the rectum, which would be not good, but,
no.
You know, you could have, it might be just referring as a general term, colorectal cancer. You know what I'm saying? Say you don't know where it was located.
Oh.
You could just say colorectal cancer.
All right, let me ask you this before we get off of here. What are some symptoms that people have?
Of rectal cancer?
Yeah, if something's not right, of colon.
Oh, colon cancer, yeah. That's a very good point. Good question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, I'm obsessed with the colon.
Okay, so for colon cancer, if you have new onset rectal bleeding, bright red blood from the rectum, and even if you think, oh, I think it's probably just a hemorrhoid, that needs to get checked out. That's let somebody else decide if that's, let your provider decide if that's, you know, a hemorrhoid or something else going on. So if you have bright red blood, it's probably something that's going on near the end of the colon, you know, near the rectum or in the rectum. If you have maroon stools, develop maroon stools, if you have sticky, tarry, black stools, all those are indicators that there is blood in the coming out of the GI system somewhere. If you have new onset anemia because you're bleeding from your bowel,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's anybody with new onset anemia, one of your first workups for that is to make sure they don't have something going on with their colon or even upper GI. So those will be earlier signs. If you're getting frequent abdominal pain. That needs to be looked at. Certainly if you feel like abdominal bloating and pain, that needs to get looked at. So it for rectal cancer, again, typically bright red bleeding. Certainly if you have a visible mass at the rectal opening. If you are having ribbon-like stool, because if you have a mass in the rectum, it squeezes, you know, like those Play-Doh things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it squeezes it so you'll have like a ribbon of poop. So if you're getting, you know, you have normal caliber bowel movements and then you start having ribbon-like stool, that needs to get checked out.
Are women more likely to get a colonoscopy than men? I don't know. I've just heard a lot about, you know, men are just like, I'm fine. Like they have symptoms of there might be blood in their stool or whatever. And they're
Well, I think there are, I think it's not necessarily gender specific. I think that there are just some people who get their bodies telling them that something's wrong and they ignore it because they may be thinking the worst and they don't want to hear the worst, you know? So some people just ignore what their body's telling them.
And you see that in women too.
Oh yeah. That like I said, that's not a gender specific
thing. Cause I think of all things and I think, and Chuck goes, I'm fine. And I think I'm going to Karen, you know, he goes, I'm fine, Leanne, you're fine. And I'm like, I'm going to get, you know, somebody says I've got so-and-so. I'm like, I might too. I'm always.
Well, certainly if you have bowel changes, anybody who has bowel changes and or those signs of blood in the stool, so that just needs to be worked up.
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal. Just get it checked.
Yeah. And the prep is going to be fine. You can do anything for 24 hours.
You know, just think of it as a good bowel cleanse.
Oh, and I love a good bowel cleanse.
People pay a lot online for things like that.
Yeah.
Then they don't want to do a prep.
Dr. Tobias colon cleanse on Amazon.
There you go.
And then
that wasn't even an ad.
Also, I think after you have a colonoscopy, like, you know, they blow up. I mean, or do you have a lot of gas?
Not typically, because they're not putting air in there.
I just must be gassy. And then I go home, or, you know, a lot of people stop at Waffle House. You know, you're starving. You could eat a dog when you come out of there. You haven't eaten in 24 hours. You know, I mean, I remember, you know, I think I went to Cracker Barrel.
Well, it might be less about the colonoscopy and more about the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, well.
The gassiness.
Oh, no, gas in the car, in the gastro parking lot.
Oh. Well, I mean, there is going to be some air that's forced up in there because they're putting a scope up there. But when you're typically the kind of gas that's in the abdomen that people feel is when people have had abdominal surgery, because they pump gas in there to sort of separate all the organs out. And then you're full of gas and that makes people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Is this your year to get a colonoscopy?
No. Oh, yeah, it's 60. Oh.
When will your prep start?
We can edit that out, right, Forrest? yeah, I got to get that scheduled, eh?
Yeah. And, yeah. So I hope people go out and do that.
Yes, I do too.
So if you're 50, you need to, your doctor should say it's your year. You need to start getting them.
Yeah. And there is now a product called Cologuard, which is an at-home stool test that looks at 11 cancer biomarkers in the stool and looks for blood as well in the stool. And that is a screening tool that can be done every 3 years, but it is not suitable for someone who is already at high risk. So if you know you've had polyps or you have a strong family history or if you've got symptoms, it's purely for screening. No symptoms, no problems, no history of polyps. That is not. I mean, if you absolutely will not do a colonoscopy and you aren't high risk, that's an option. And insurance is covering it more and more because Medicare pays for it 100%. So a lot of the commercial insurances will follow suit and are covering it quite well now. And out of pocket, it's $650.
What the
Cologuard test.
The Cologuard.
If your insurance didn't cover it at all.
Oh, wow.
So it's cheaper than a colonoscopy. But again, it's for a specific patient population.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
And well, no, it just popped into my brain right
then. I mean, we talked about colonoscopies and prep and not be scared of that and do it.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to take care of themselves.
That's right.
I know. You get over 50 and you're like, crap, I want to live. You know? I mean,
no pun intended. And,
you know, and me having my mom sick, it just makes you realize how much, you know, you got to do the best you can, you know, with what we've got, and you've got your health. Yeah. If you don't have your health.
Well, and as a primary care person, what we're supposed to do is primary prevention. So trying to prevent disease versus, you know, finding it already happening to you. Although we do want to find that, but.
Yeah,
prevention is our main focus.
Yeah.
Good. So it's a new year. If you're due for your colonoscopy out there, get it scheduled. You'll survive the prep. I promise.
You'll feel thinner.
That's right.
In your pants.
Words of wisdom.
And nothing's wrong with that.
That's
right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, my darling, my smart Karen.
Yeah, I want to thank Forrest Wenzel, our producer and composer of our theme music. Stephen Brown for our artwork. You for all your bowel information.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm an open book.
I know you are.
What have I got to hide? I'm a comedian.
Everything's material.
Everything is. That's right. Yeah. Thank you, my darling.
Yeah. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks.
All right. We'll
see
talk
you next
to y'all
time.
Later.
Bye.
Sweaty and pissed. Sweaty and pissed.